The Medford Area School District's October school board meeting was held recently, and Pat Sullivan, superintendent of the Medford School District, is here to tell us what went on. Pat, please share with us what was discussed.
Well, the first thing we talked about was the FEMA grant, okay? And people remember that as the dome that we applied for, a place to go in case of bad weather. It's a huge federal program where they're offering grant money for communities, school districts, to build these facilities so people have a safe place to go. We applied, we did not get it, but there is a second round. And in fact, the federal government has put more than $1 billion into it this time around. They've increased the funding for it. So the board was discussing reapplying, which we are doing. However, we are going to come back, our grant writer that we've hired to help us with this process, and myself and as well as the architects, we are going to come back to the November board meeting with a little different plan on what that will look like. Number one, we are going to ask them to draw it up not to be a dome. So to be a standard, we'll just call it a rectangle building. We are going to ask them to decrease the size of the gym. Okay, right now it's the size of a basketball court, so we are going to ask them to decrease that, and we are going to ask them to add in tech ed classrooms into this facility. So that's what the board will be looking at in November as we move forward on reapplying and maybe, again, changing the scope of this plan a little bit. The other thing that we talked about was our pre-K program. And currently, the Medford School District has two different groups of pre-K kids. We have kids that come on Monday and Wednesday, and we have kids that come on Tuesday and Thursday. So we are a two-day-a-week, have been a two-day-a-week pre-K program for probably the last, 10, 12 years. Starting next year, the Medford School District will move into the 5 days a week pre-K program. So we will offer 5 days a week pre-K starting next year. Now, we did some surveys and talked to a lot of parents, and there still is an interest out there from some parents for their pre-K kids not to go to school 5 days a week. We are hoping to still be able to accommodate those families by offering a 2-day-a-week, as long as we get enough people to justify, a section, a classroom size, then we would do that. So we are going to explore still giving an option of a 2-day-a-week program for you, for your child, but the majority or clearly most of the parents that got back to us are looking for a 5-day-a-week program, and we are going to provide that starting in the next school year. The board did the update on finance, and really probably the biggest thing out of there, and it was also an agenda item, was the mill rate. And the Medford School District approved a mill rate of 5.42. Okay, so that's $5.42 on $1,000 of property value. In comparison, if you look back to where we were last year, we were at $6.07. So that went down to $5.42 on $1,000. And that was approved by the board. Then we just went over our policies that were up for adoption, and the policy committee just shared with the board, those discussions. And that was it.
Once again, my guest, Superintendent of Medford Area Schools, Pat Sullivan. Thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck.